A Western Massachusetts city now has a blueprint to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. The Northampton Climate Resilience and Regeneration Plan addresses both reducing greenhouse gas emissions and also how to handle the change in climate that scientists say is sure to come. The 63-page plan was approved by the Planning Board late last month. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Wayne Fiden, Northampton's Director of Planning and Sustainability.
In 2018, the mayor set a goal for the city of being carbon neutral by 2050. And then he provided funding to create a plan that provides the blueprint. So he said, we need to do this. We need to get here. Now we need a detailed roadmap. Some communities, frankly, do plan, make statements that we're going to get here and it's a feel-good thing, and then they don't do anything. The mayor was committed to a plan that tells, you know, how do we think about every single city action we do to actually achieve that goal of being carbon neutral.
So what are some of the specific steps that this plan outlines?
So this is just a framework, so we still have a lot of work to do, you know, in deeper in the weeds. But we need to first always focus on conservation, on reducing our energy and greenhouse gases. So how do we get city buildings to be carbon neutral by 2030? That's a much more aggressive goal. How do we get the city's carbon footprint, you know, absolutely zero in just 9 years? And so we're looking at every single city building and thinking about the steps for doing it. How do we encourage the private sector to have more energy efficient buildings and reduce their footprint? How do we encourage people to walk and bicycle and take buses and reduce the transportation footprint? And that's everything from, you know, walking and biking paths to development patterns that are more walkable, more housing close to downtown, less housing way out, you know, in suburban areas where people have to drive. So that's the first part, is a series of steps about energy conservation. The second part is a series of steps about electrification of the energy that we do use. So electricity could be 100% renewable and is moving towards that path. Natural gas and oil never can be renewable. So how do we think about everything from electric charging stations to city electric vehicles to regulations that we have some zoning that gives bonus densities, but you're only eligible for that bonus density if your building doesn't burn fossil fuels, if you heat and cool your building with electricity. We give money to developers for affordable housing from federal grants that we receive. And we're beginning to say, in order to get that, your building has to be fossil fuel free. So if you're doing a new affordable housing project with, you know, community on block grant, for example, we might say your building has to be fossil fuel free. So a lot of different steps across the board to electrify uses. And then the third one is, how do we get that electricity itself to be more renewable? And so that's everything from, how do we encourage photovoltaics on rooftops and commercial photovoltaics? And how do we have a voice in the electricity that Northampton residents use to ensure that it comes from more renewable sources? So we're working as part of a regional consortium on that latter part. So just sort of a lot of things across the board. And then, of course, because climate change is coming, how do we think about things like stormwater, because we're going to have bigger storms? How do we think about a resilience center for people to go to during a climate emergency? So a series of steps there as well.
How much of what Northampton is able to do here is affected by both state and national policy?
Oh, a huge amount. I mean, we cannot achieve our goal by ourselves. You know, in terms of vehicles, and, you know, unless this, the nation and the state have stricter regulations for how much gas mileage people get and stronger incentives for electric cars, we're not going to get there. But there's a lot of things we do control, and even things we don't control, there's a lot of things we can incentivize. So we have a major voice at the table, but no, we can't do it all by ourselves.
And are you? I know this is an issue that you have been deeply involved in for the more than a decade that you and I have talked about it. How do you feel about it? Can these goals be achieved? Can the carbon neutral goal be achieved by 2050? It's you know, it looks like it's a long ways away, but it's not. It's coming up pretty quickly.
Right. It's coming up quickly, and we have a lot of, you know, what we call stranded assets. You know, my house is heated with gas, for example. You know, when my boiler dies, I'm going to replace it with, you know, a heat pump, but I'm not going to replace a perfectly good boiler right now. And so we have those challenges that a lot of people have. I think it's doable. I'm optimistic. I think it means we all have to rethink what we do. I mean, one of the things we were very careful on this plan is there is not a single city department that's responsible for this. And that's deliberate. It's because the responsibility cuts across a lot of different agencies. School department has to be involved with education. Our central services, which own city buildings, has to make them carbon neutral. You know, my office, which is involved with open space and regulations, has to have a system that works for that. So, you know, every department out there needs to be doing their part about it. And the community members themselves have to do it. But with all that, I think where community can achieve this.
Do you have community buy-in? Have the commercial and residential property owners committed to do this? I mean, obviously, individual residential property owners, it's kind of tough to get a consensus there. But what about some of the larger property owners in Northampton?
I think it varies. I mean, certainly the fact that Smith College has already committed to have their building heating and cooling and hot water all done, you know, to also have a being carbon neutral by 2030, that helps us. They are probably the biggest energy user in the city, if not the biggest energy user. And so the fact that they're committed and they're ahead of us in that process helps us enormously. So we do have a lot of commitments out there. Some of these things have to work financially. So we have a lot of building owners who say, you know, if there's financing, if the numbers work, I'm totally on board, but I'm not going to bankrupt my business. And so part of our job is helping develop those things. Northampton was, I think, the first community in the Commonwealth to approve something called a property assessed clean energy, which means commercial buildings can, in essence, borrow money from mass development and pay it back by a surcharge on their property tax. And so that suddenly allows some businesses to take advantage of opportunities. So we have buy-in, but some things are still difficult.